that Verdum thing versus Travis Bowne was quite the trip. You know, the first round when the incompetent referee call off the fight with the hand injury, which clearly should have been called off. I didn't fault him for stopping the fight at first, because what I thought was happening was that he had an issue with his glove.
I did too, yeah.
And so in those instances, like, even if you don't know what exactly it is, sometimes they say you have to know, you know, like, you have to see the eye poke in order to call. And I'm like, give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, it, you know, like, it's better to accidentally give someone a little bit of a break than it is to stop a fight for the wrong reason. And so to me, like, if he's like pointing at his finger, stop the fight and say, oh, do you need to get your glove in? But at the point that he says, my finger hurts, then you say, oh, sorry, the fight's off, you know? Well, like,
but my issue with the referee is there was ambiguity. And so I think Travis Bowne felt a sense of security that was wrong and not within the rules. But I think the referee needed to step in and make it clear to Verdum that this, like, you don't get to punch him right now till I see what's going on. Oh, it's not the glove, and then fight, or do you quit? But it just was one of those situations. It was unusual, so you cut the ref a little bit of slack. But you got to be prepared to know to not let somebody get punched from the side, because your body language suggests to Travis that the fight has been paused, but to his opponent, fair game. And the referee has to make sure that ambiguity isn't there.
Yeah, I mean, that was also bad. The reason it didn't stand out to me is because that can happen, you know, regardless of what you're doing. You know, sometimes you're trying, there will be breaks and there will be an issue within the fight, and you try to call a stop or just at the end of the round. And sometimes, you know, a punch will get in late, and, you know, that's just part of the sport. What's not part of the sport is somebody essentially getting a timeout because their finger was hurt. Like, I think it's fine, as I said, to check to see what has happened here. But at the point you realize that he is calling for a, you know, some sort of stoppage because his finger is hurt, that is a TKO at that point. It doesn't matter. You don't give him an opportunity to return to fighting at that point. He is, you know, he is verbally submitted, and the fight's over. So that was crazy. And then, you know, the fight itself was just sort of a weird fight with Verdum whipping out all these crazy looks, and Travis Bowne looking, you know,
his last fight was the crazy looks. I was relieved we didn't get those this time. These were crazy kicks.
Yes, a different sort of crazy look.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I know.
So you had all that, and then the craziness with the infamous Edmund, the coach of Ronda, who got so much criticism for his coaching of Ronda. And I thought, frankly, there's a little bit of piling on Edmund for the Ronda stuff. But man, I mean, he came across so bad in this, like, just the yelling between the rounds, the lack of advice, the sort of the silly things that he was saying. And then after the fight, getting into the altercation with Verdum, although there, I mean, I actually thought that while Edmund also came across really bad, Verdum was worse, because he was sort of taunting, and then Edmund got mad at him and he just, you know, kicked the guy. You know, you can't be doing that after the fight, but it was a wild scene either way.